Support for this program is provided by Chevron, the human energy company.
Hey, this is Politico Energy. I'm Josh Siegel. President Joe Biden has made clean energy and infrastructure a major focus of his re-election campaign. But those priorities are crashing head-on into another one of his goals, making sure federally backed projects rely on American-made products, also known as his Buy America agenda.
It's a collision that industry groups and state officials have told me could really slow down his clean energy and infrastructure goals. And we're closing in on an election here with Republicans threatening to repeal the unspent funds for climate projects.
That's Politico's James Baikalos. And today we chat about how Biden's green goals and Buy America agenda are clashing. It's Wednesday, June 12th.
I'm at a conference right now, so excuse the background noise. In this story, I lay out another obstacle to President Joe Biden's clean energy and infrastructure agenda. But this one in particular is of his own making. So it's sort of a clash of two of his major priorities. The first one being this infrastructure and clean energy rollout through his signature laws, the Inflation Reduction Act and bipartisan infrastructure law, that he's really staked his reelection bid on this large-scale build-out to improve transportation and reduce emissions. But on the other hand, Biden has this major priority about onshoring supply chains to the United States and making sure that this clean energy transition doesn't benefit rivals like China. And we've seen this in a couple different areas, in particular setting strict requirements for recipients of tax credits in the IRA, such as those for electric vehicles and other clean energy technologies. But one particular area that I highlight in this story is his Buy America push. So this is this effort to ensure that these federally funded projects rely on U.S.-made materials. As I write in the story, the administration is becoming increasingly aggressive in implementing those Buy America provisions.
Got it. And how exactly are we seeing that happen in practice? And can you remind us why Buy America is even a priority for the administration to begin with?
So Buy America restrictions have been around for decades, but the Biden administration is really taking steps to tighten those restrictions. And so under an executive order that Biden issued in the first week of his presidency, as well as some provisions in the infrastructure law, the Buy America requirements have been extended to a wider range of agencies and also a wider range of products. A significant number more of these projects are going to be running into Buy America restrictions as a result of the Biden administration's actions. There's been a push for years by unions and particularly Democrats in the industrial Midwest, who are two of Biden's key constituencies, pushing to really clamp down on Buy America because they don't want to see these taxpayer-funded projects relying on materials that may have been produced abroad.
And how are some of the stakeholders involved? I mean, you talk about industry groups and even state officials who are maybe concerned about how these Buy America requirements are affecting projects that they're involved in. So what are you seeing there?
So one of the specific areas that's drawn some concern from states and from particularly construction industry officials is a proposal as part of this broader Buy America push by the Federal Highway Administration to lift a blanket waiver of the Buy America requirements for what's called manufactured products, which are some of the products that sort of go along with highway projects, things like traffic lights, utility boxes, cameras, things like that. Since the Reagan administration, the Buy America requirements have been waived, and that waiver has been kept in place by all the past administrations. And the Biden administration is moving to lift that waiver and then require the industry to ask for more narrow product or project-specific waivers. These state officials and the construction industry have raised concerns that having to apply for each of these individual waivers is going to lead to delays in getting their projects out and increase the costs. And of course, all of this is coming in the context of this broader push of the Biden administration to get this infrastructure and climate projects built as soon as possible.
Yeah, on that, I mean, there is a time element here, right? I mean, the 2024 presidential election is only months away. So, I mean, doesn't the administration feel the urgency to sort out these priorities and get the funding out the door since Republicans have said they'd repeal at least some of the unspent funds?
Yes, the administration certainly is racing to get these funds out the door, but they, you know, in many different areas are trying to sort out these dueling priorities between the clean energy and infrastructure build out and onshoring supply chains. And certainly there's the threat that if these funds are unspent, if Republicans were to win back power in Washington, that they could redirect those funds or use them elsewhere. However, the Biden administration has been pretty clear that it doesn't want to give up on that onshoring priority and moving away from the blanket waiver and moving towards these more narrow, specific waivers. The administration feels that that's the best way when you have a narrower waiver where you can set a clear end date for a specific product. They feel that's the best way to spur a market for those U.S.-made products.
Also, EPA's Inspector General has found the agency still isn't ready to swiftly alert the public about surges in lead contamination in drinking water. That's what the Inspector General said in a new report out this week. It's been more than 7 years since Congress mandated EPA come up with a plan to alert the public in the wake of the Flint drinking water crisis. The effort is complicated by the slow pace at which EPA receives monitoring data from utilities. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our free newsletter at politico.com/power-switch. And subscribe to Politico Pro to read our morning energy newsletter. Some of the music in today's show was composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. And that's our show. I'm Josh Siegel, and we'll see you back tomorrow.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron, who is innovating to help responsibly meet rising energy demand across their U.S. operations, like at their Gulf of Mexico facilities, which are some of the world's lowest carbon intensity operations, helping supply energy that's affordable, reliable, and ever cleaner. That's energy in progress. Learn more at chevron.com/meetingdemand.